USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has announced the Biden administration's Department of Justice has indicted him on 7 counts in the documents case in Florida. Trump calls this election interference on his social media platform, Truth Social.
Because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report, and that came out. No collusion after 2.5 years.
Trump attorney Jim Trusty on News Nation this morning.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But he's not, you're not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that an inflatable border was being installed along the Texas-Mexico border to make it more difficult for illegal immigrants to enter the country. The floating barriers are expected to deter illegal crossings at hotspots along the Rio Grande River. Along with the announcement, Abbott signed a package of 6 border security legislation bills intended to help the state hold the line as an increased number of illegal immigrants, weapons, deadly drugs pour into Texas from Mexico. Mainstream media is reporting Cuba has agreed to allow China to build a spying facility on the island that could allow the Chinese to eavesdrop on electronic communications across the southeastern United States. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs claimed he was not aware of the situation. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA News.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
People from around the country are mourning the death of Pat Robertson.
Ordained a Southern Baptist minister in 1961, Marion Gordon Robertson had already realized the power of television in preaching the gospel, forming the Christian Broadcasting Network the year before. It's now seen around the world, translated into more than 70 languages. Its signature program, the 700 Club, is still on. In 1988, Robertson ran for the Republican presidential nomination, which led him to found the Christian Coalition to support conservative candidates. No word on the cause of death. Pat Robertson was 93. I'm Richard Johnson.
Although Kyiv is remaining silent on the issue, Ukraine is reported to have launched its counteroffensive against Russia's invasion.
Ukraine's deputy defense minister is cited with the information, saying Ukrainian forces will ramp up attacks in this Zaporizhia region. He said Ukrainian military forces are pushing forward in the long-awaited offensive, but Russian forces are resisting. Russian accounts say Ukrainians struck from 4 directions. Russia's defense minister claims Ukraine lost up to 1,500 troops, with precise progress on the ground unclear. I'm Ryan Daniels.
After people in Nevada, California, Arizona, and Utah reported seeing a bright green fireball streak across the sky this week, a man claims to have seen 2 aliens in the backyard of his Las Vegas, Nevada home. He says they were 8 to 10 feet tall, had large eyes, large mouths, and were greenish-grayish in color. Lance Pry, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.